So he says, men. But according to the Ri, that since there is Aloch of Gudachis, so then we can apply Gudachis, even if the Mitzoyis would have Chor. So why does the Braise say the Mitzoyis men? So Teisve says, the reason as to why the Braise mentions the Mitzoyis men, not to tell us that if the Mitzoyis does not have mem, then we couldn't say Gudachis. Gudachis we can say all the time, but the reason as to why the Braise mentions the case where the Mitzoyis is mem, because the Chachomim are chilik, and the Chachomim hold that even bitachteinu he cannot be teivel. The Braise mentions that b'emtzois you can be teveil. So he says that we don't say gazrinu emtzois otachrin, that even b'emtzois you should be teveil. So that's very strange. Meichateise, should anyone have his alkedaitoch that even the Bemtzois he shouldn't be tabled? Bemtzois has mem, but just because the Elieno does not have mem, so I could say that he shouldn't be able to be tabled in the Bemtzois either. Why shouldn't I be able to be tabled in Bemtzois? Because of Xeira. Because after all, you have an Elieno that has only Chof, and if it'll be Muta, so we could argue there should be Xeira, because if it'll be people will hear that you can be table in the Mitzoyis, some people say they won't know that the reason as to why you can be table in the Mitzoyis, because the Mitzoyis is men. They'll say you can be table in the Lieno also. So because of that, the Rabbonon, the Tfile shouldn't be Eile, even the Mitzoyis. So Komashmelon, that in the Mitzoyis you can be taken. I think that now from this thesis, now the question arises, why does thesis ask Kashi at the very outset from the Braise? Here it says, Hanitzek vanatafre sumashkitefeach in yachibo loyotumulitare, and the Braise says, the Braise in Chagige mentions machlekes between Rab Meir and Rab Yude as to whether he can be tabled in the Lieno, but Tachteino everybody's made it. But in the same Braise, the Braise in Chagige doesn't mention the Chachomim Shite, but in Peri Gimel of Mikvoyes in Tisefte it mentions the Chachomim Emrim in tabling Elobem Tzois, even Tachteino. So the Rivosh says in Shuve Reish Sadik Veis, he says, as he tells us on Tezis Kasha, what kind of a Kasha is it? This, we pass like the Chachomim, so Mele, according to the Chachomim, you cannot be Tevel, even in the Tachteino. Why not? Because Katafras in the Chibur. So why does Tezis ask Kasha when the Aloch is like the Chachomim? So this is what the Rivosh says. So what is Tesis Kashi? And then Tesis here says, Umotzino lemeima, vashke ahide chagige likoshe nide. Umotzino lemeima, likul alme madu mitachtim. Likul alme. He doesn't say, he says, Rabiude madu mitachtim, afil leke ben tzoyiz men. Why did he say likul alme? And then Tesis at the beginning also says, likul alme, when the Chachomim say no. So I think, as I said yesterday, and I think that according to Tesis, when the Chachomim say, in tevlin bitachteino, so it's only with the Rabbono. Why? Because since Beli only Rabbeah says Gudasik, but the Chachomim and Rabbi Yudah Achilik and Gudasik, so Be'elyeinu you cannot be tevel. So if it will be muter to be tevil b'tachtein, or people say you can be tevil b'elyein also. And you see the tasteless says that the reason is why the Braise mentioned b'em tzois mem, because in order to advise us that in the tzois he can be tevil, we are not geizer, the tzois mem oto elyeino. So that's because the tzois has mem, so we don't have to be geizer, because people will know. Just because we are matter in the tzois that has mem, so people will be tevil in the elyeino that has chof. Why should people make such a mistake? Mashein came in the tachteino. The Chachomim say that in the tachteino you cannot be tevil, because tachteino has only chof. And true, there is a loch of gudachis. So the Chachomim also agree with Rabbi Yudeh that there is a loch of gudachis. But the Chachomim say in the tachteino you cannot be tevil, because if you will be matia to be tevil in the tachteino, so many people will say the tachteino doesn't have mem and the elyeino doesn't have mem. What's the difference? So it's mid rabbonon that the Chachomim say in tevilin elo ben tzois, but tachteino not, because of gzeira mishum elyeino. Voraya Teisa says that the Braise had to tell us a chiddush that ben tzois that has mem, he can be tevil. Why shouldn't he be tevil? Because we could argue, no, there should be gzeira ot elyeino. So kamash mulo, no. And so is it, as mem, we don't have to be geizem shmalino. But the tachteino that doesn't have mem, we are geizem shmalino. So it's only midrabonon. But on the raisa level, everybody is made, even the chachomim, that katafras is a chibur. That's why Teisa says that kashin. Vahashte hayide chagige likoshe mide, umutzino lemeima likul alme madbil mitachteino. אפילו לקה בן צויס מם, וינוקת מדבילים בתחתינו וקוש מלימו, הנה המקומשנו גזרים בן צויס או תחתינו. אבל קוש, למי דיסל כדאיתו? למי דיסל כדאיתו בתפיח לתפיח וחיבור לי השוק? אלמה בתפיח לתפיח, אנו מקילים יסר לי נשוק עם לי מקבויס. According to the Habba Min of the Gemara, the Braise of Tefeach Latviach. And from this we see something else, big chiddush. Now here, Ilfe had an abaye, whether you die in Teres L'chatzoyin or in Teres L'chatzoyin. And what is the abaye in the case at the time when he pours water on the upper portion of the hand? So there is Tefeach Latviach water remaining on the lower portion. So the Gemara says, "Hon amitin yonet tefiach latfiach chibo dilmel yimikvois v'rabiyude." But regarding nitilas yadayim, even if there is tefiach latfiach water remaining on the lower portion of the hand, at the time you pour water on the upper portion, so it's not good. So it's not good. Why? Because tefiach latfiach, because in order to mitay yadayim, there must be ilf. And tefiach latfiach water is not enough to constitute ilf, only to constitute chibur. And here by Nitilas Yadayim we need ilf, not just chibur. So that, and then Teisva says, avu kosher maidis al kadaito tefiach latfiach av chibur l'nashoke. So Teisva says limaidis al kadaito. So that means I'll leave it the MS. So Tefiach Latfiach is not chibul in Ashoki. So in other words, it's not just chia bilvat, dilmon in Ashoki. It's not just chia bilvat, but that's a little bit emes. The Rambam paskins lidine that Yodayim is interes lechatzoyim, if at the time when he pours water on this, on the upper portion of the hand, so there is no tefiach latfiach water remaining on the lower portion of the hand, then the Tilas Shadayim is not effective. But if there is Tufeach Latfiach water remaining on the lower portion of the hand at the time he pours water on the upper portion, then the Tilas Shadayim is good. So the question is, but the Gemara says, Dilmalim, Honamit Yonet Fiyah Latfiach Hibu, Dilmalim Mikvois Rab Giri, so they all say, that the Gemara is only saying Derech Tchiya Baume, but Alibi the MS, it's not like that, that Tefeach Latfiach is a Chibur, even the Gamitra Shadayim, but we see from the Russian of Teisves, that Teisves is Chilik and Rambam, because Teisves says, Avol Kosher Limay Disal Gedaitor Da Ave Chibur Ni Hashok. According to Rambam, it's not Disal Gedaitor. It's the Maskone also like that, it's only Tchiya Baume. So we see one chiddush from Teisves, that the Teisves is chiddush from the Rambam. The Rambam paskens litine that yesh that yodayim are teirim lechatzoyim in the case where there is tefeach latfiach water remaining on the lower portion of the end, and the Ri paskens know that it was only salted aitach, and it's not just the tchiyeh. It's a little bit MS, but Linian Tile, so we need, in order that the Tile and the upper portion should be good, only if it is so moist that there is Shriferas Hanid water remaining on the lower portion of it. So this says, this is the question. Avon Koshal Mayus Alta Daito. Did you feel that we have a tribal in a shock? Alme bit feel that we on killing Yisrael in Ashoke, million mikvois, the mikve loy have a chibu. We need to be katafkas have a chibu, the Ashoke le have a chibu, uli mikve have a chibu. So I'll leave the maskon of the Gemara that the braise of the Feach Latfiya chibu has reference to mikvois, not to Ashoke. There is no cash. But I'll leave the havamin of the Gemara, it is strange. It sounds paradoxical. There is a paradox. According to the Havamin of the Gemara, so the Braise says the Feach Latfiach Chibu Ligabi Ashoke. So that means that Ligabi Mikvois, the Feach Latfiach is not a Chibu. The Feach Latfiach is not a Chibu. In other words, if we have two Mikvois of Chofso each, and there is a tefeach latfiach connection between one mikveh b'karka shoveh, not b'katafras. We have one mikveh of chofso, we have one mikveh of chofso. Then there's an intermediary zone. There is no mikveh, but there is moisture in the intermediary zone of tefeach latfiach. So the two mikvehs are not mitzvah. Mashem kin, if we have my name here, and mine theorem here, and there is a mikveh of mine, there is a mikveh here, that's of course toya, and then there is a pool of water of mine name here, and there is a tefeach latfiach connection, then Hashok is affected, and the tumor of the mine name here, itaka shove, is poka. So that means that Hashoke, in respect to the Feach Latfiach, is more calm than Mikvois. In order to have a Chibur Mikvois, to be Mitzarev, two Mikvois of Chofso each, we have to have Shefers and eight. But in order to be Mafkia Tume, for Mayim Tmei, we don't need a Shefers and eight connection, but just the Feach Latfiach. So Ligat Hashoke, in respect to Tefeach Latfiach, is more calm than Mikvois. But in respect to Katafres, so it's the other way around. Ligabi Mikvois, Katafres is a Chibur, and Ligabi Ashoke is not a Chibur. So according to Maskon of the Gemara, there is no Kash. But according to the Havamin of the Gemara, there is a certain stira, there is a certain paradox. So how, that's what Teisver says, it's caution. So what would be, all right, caution, but what was the svara of the Makshi? What was the score of the match? So apparently, Ashoke, because Ashoke is not based upon, is essentially based upon Zri. But according to the Maskona of the Gemara, you could not have Zri if you don't have Yov. That's the Maskona of the Gemara. Some male according to the Maskona of the Gemara, so Ashoke is always more homo than the Chibu of Ashoke is more homo than the Chibu of Mikvois. Than the Chibu of Mikvois. Mashein Kain, in the Habamin of the Gemara. So, there, in certain respects, Ashoke is more homo. In respect to Katafres, so Hashoki is Mochom. In respect to Katafres, Hashoki is Mochom. And Mimele, some Mele, the Katafres, there couldn't be Hashoki. Why couldn't there be Hashoki? Not because the Katafres, there couldn't be Iov. After all, if in Mikvois there could be Chibur b'Katafres, and in order to mitzarek to Mikvois of Chofso, you must resort to Yirov. And still, according to the Ri, you can have Chibur of two Mikvois of Chofso each b'Katafres. So obviously, according to the Ri, Katafres is not only not Mufke of Chibur, it's not even Mufke. It's not even Mufke of Yov. So, but Ashoke not. Why Ashoke not? Because Ashoke is based not upon Chibur, not upon Yov. It's based upon Zriye. And Zriye is only Shayach in one Moki. In one Moki, there couldn't be Zriye Chal in Katafres. Katafres means it's not one Moki. It's not even leveled. It's different levels. So that's why. So insofar as Chibur Mikvois is concerned, Chibur Mikvois is based upon Yov. So it can be Bikatafras. But Ashok of my name is a din of Zriye. Zriye of Mayim can be only in Karkashov. Zriye of plants can be even Bikatafras. Suppose a carrot became tummy, then you planted on a mountain, so what? Even on a steepy mountain. So the tummy is poka. But Zri of Mayim can only be chal if it's a mokim shovi. Bikatafras, there couldn't be Zri. So that's why, well, according, yeah. One second. So according to the Habamin of the Gemara, according to the Habamin of Gemara. So, in regard to Katafres, so Hashok is Mochom. And in regard to the Tefiach Latviya, Hashok is Mochal. Why? Because Mikvois requires Irv. So Katafres is not Mufke of Yov, but Ashoke requires Zriye. So the Katafres is Mufke of Zriye of mine. It's not Mufke of Zriye of plants, because it strikes roots. Mashinki Zriye of mine doesn't strike roots. So mainly it has to be the Karkashome, not the Katafres. What kind of Zriye is it? You see, in Zroim, so even if you plant a carrot, that became tummy. You planted on a steepy mountain. Steepy mountain.
Slope.
Yeah, on a steepy mountain. It managed not on a steepy mountain, but it strikes roots, so it doesn't matter that it's not Karkashov. But mine doesn't strike roots. So melee, the Zri of mine consists in the fact that it's stationary there. But if it's the kataphras and there is a law of gravity, so it's not destined to stay there. When it strikes roots, so never mind the gravity, but that the roots, the fact that it strikes roots, that is the counterforce against gravity, you see. Masha'in came by Mayim, when it doesn't strike roots, how can you have Sriya if it's Bekatafis? If it's Bekatashofer, you can have Sriya. So there's the Teretz. I mean, Teisa says that it's strange, but there's the Teretz, according to Abba. And according to Maskone, so Hashoke, that is, Hashoke is always more homo. Hashoke is always more homo than the chibur of Hashoke is always more homo than the chibur of Mikvois. All right, we leave it here. Now, I think that we went over this tasteless very thoroughly, but since this tasteless is a basic tasteless in Mikvois, and in view of the fact that next year...
Is it a basic tasteless?
Yes, it's very basic. The most basic tasteless in Mikvois is this tasteless of Hamitzvah Katafras. It's not only in Gitmes, it's in Chagige, two places in Chagige, and in Yevomes, and there's Arash and everything. And in view of the fact that next year the Koral is learning Mikvois, so someday I'll discuss the various shittas of Gudachis and Mitzvah Tafres, and I'll go over there.
Oh, great.
Okay, fine. Okay. Yeah, but Dovi, Zay.
I mean, Teisa Shit. In Teisa Shit, we have a Tam Shit and the Rishit. It's two different Shit. Rabbi Tam is the Kashi. How is it here we say that Katafras is no Hebo? And then in the Brais in Chagige, Gavdim Gumiyes, so there everybody is made it, that one can be Tevo in the Tachteinu, everybody. And even though the Tisefta says, that the Chachomim say, he can only be Tevo in the Mitzoyes, and we pass him on the Chachomim, but it appears from Tesis that according to the Chachomim, you cannot be Tevo in the Tachteinu because of the Rabbonah, because of the Zeira Shemo Yitro Berlino. Only the Rabbonah. And Tesis even mentions that the Braise had to mention the choice man to advise us that we are not Gezer with the Rabbonah, even in regard to the choice Mecha Tesis, we should be Gezer. That with the Rabbonah, we shouldn't be able to be Tevel even the choice. The answer is because the Chachomim Pasl Tvile in the Tachteinu mit Rabbonon because of the Gzeira Mishmel Yeno. So maybe we could argue that according to Chachomim, so he shouldn't be able to be Tevel in them choice that has men either because of the Gzeira Mishmel Yeno. So Kamash Malon, the Chachomim, that only in the Tachteinu that is Chof, we are Gezer Mishmel Yeno. But the choice that has men, we are not Gezer, people are not likely to make that mistake. But it's Mashma from Teisa's, that even the Chachomim agree on the Raisa level that we say Gudachis, and even though it's Bekatafre, so it's still a Chib. And there are many Rishenim who agree with Teisves, because if we are going to say that only Rabbi Yude says that you can be Tevun Tachteine, because Rabbi Yude is really come the Din of Katafas in a Chibar, and the Chachomi, who say that you cannot be Tevu Tachteino because they hold Katafras is a Chibur, then we shouldn't pass like Rabbi Yehuda in the case of Hoyoragl of Negis Bamayim, and many Rishenim do pasken like Rabbi Yehuda in Hoyoragl of Negis Bamayim, even though the from the Russian the Mishnah is mashma the Tony Rabbi Yehuda says that Mikre Sheish Be'aboyim Son Mechobonis Yordu Shnayim V'Tovlu Bozeh Chazer Rishin Toyer V'Hasheni Tume Rabbi Yehuda Imer Moyorad Lof Shal Rishin Negiz B'Mayim Af Hasheni Toyer. So Einoch Name, the two from the two it's mashma that only according to Rabbi Yehuda Imoyo Raglov shall Rishinig the Mayim Sarishini is Toya, because Rabbi Yehuda holds we say Gudachis, but the Rabbonon, the Tanakame, he is Chilikan Gudachis. And Nimele from the Tur, it's Mashma, that even if Raglov shall Rishinig the Mayim, so the Shini is still not Toya. But the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. So, in other words, so the Rambam Shiti is that. The tribute is only explanatory of the Tanakami. There is no machlekes. He passes like Rabbi Yehuda. But however, according to the two, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonon. So Rabbi Yehuda holds Guzachis, but the Rabbonon Tanakami doesn't hold Guzachis, and we pass like the Rabbonon. So Mele. The two probably would agree with the divorce in Chuba Reis Sadik Veis. So he mentions the thesis, thesis kashas, he says, what kind of a kasha is it? Here, Rabbi Yehuda says to Bel Tevu B'tachteinu, but the Rabbonon Tisefta say, only Ben Tzois. Why? Because Katafras is in a Chibur, and Mele we don't say, Gudachis, but Rabbi Yehuda holds Katafras is a chibur, but two paskin like Rabbanon. Apparently, the Tur Shite is like the Rivosh in Simon Reis Ad Gveis. Now, and Teisa Shite is also that everybody agrees with the din of Gudachis, because Teisa says twice, Kul Alme made it. Kul Alme, he doesn't say Rabbi Yehuda made it. Kul Alme means all Tanoim, even the Rabbanon. So, but the Rabbonon say he can only be tabled in the Mitzoyis, so you have to say that according to Teisves, when the Rabbonon say he cannot be tabled in the Tachteinu, it's only me the Rabbonon, and the whole Raya, the Teisves says that the Braise had to mention Membe Mitzoyis to advise us that we are not gezer mit the Rabbonon and Mitzoyis oto Elyeno. Meicha Teise, we should be gezer. Because according to Rabbonon, so we are gezer tachteino otel yeino. So only so the chiddush is only tachteino we are gezer, because tachteino has only chofso, but the mtsoyis has memso. We are not gezer. But according to the Rivosh, so midraise the chachomim achilik and Rabbi Yehuda that you cannot be tevun tachteino because Katafras is in a chibur. Katafras is in a chibur. And that's the shite of the Rabbonon in the Mishneh of Moyoragl of Negid Bamayim. So according to the Rambam, Rabbi Yehuda is not chilek in Tanakam. It's only explanatory of the Tanakam. In other words, even though Rabbi Yehuda doesn't use the Loshin Bamedvarim Amurim, She'in Raglo of Shalvish Negid Bamayim, but he just says him, but it's still explanatory, in other words, of the Tanakame. It's not a machlekes. According to the Tur, it is a machlekes, so the Tur probably will agree with the Rivosh in Tshuva Reish Tzadik Veis. Now, the Rambam, on one hand, the Rambam paskens the Din of Rabbi Yehuda. Let's see the Rambam.
Thank you.
One thing that I said, I mean, it was a slip of the tongue. There is a certain difficulty in the Rambam. On one hand, it appears from the Rambam that in the Braise in Chagige, that the Chachomim are chelik, and they say that only in the choice he can be teveil, but in the tachteino he cannot be teveil. So it appears from the Rambam that not because, as the Rivosh says, that the reason as to why, according to the Chachomim, he cannot be teveil tachteino because katafras is in a chibo. Because the Rambam mentions another reason as to why in the Gimel Gumiyes, so you cannot be Teveil even in the Tachteino, not because Katafas in Echipo, because Shein Zeichlim Aravi. Now, on one hand, we have the Rambam in Lichas Mikvoyes, Perik Ches, Mishne Ches. Now, in other words, Gimu Gumi Shebinachal Hatachteino Velieno Shal Chopso Veonsoi Shal Mem Vishetev Shal Shomim Eva Bisechanachal Achal Pishu Nichnas Liseichon Vieitze Miteichon Ein Zeirus Veimadbilin Elo Bemtsois Shinamayim Hanischolim Miarvin Elim Kinomd. Not because, as the Rivosh says, the Rambam should say, because Katafras is in a chibo according to the Rabbana. It bishleim according to the Teisve, so it's only with the Rabbana. But the Rambam, it's mashma mit the Raise, you cannot be teilun tachteino. So the Rambam could say, because Katafras is in a chibo, so it's a raye that the Rambam shiti is that Katafras is a chibo. In other words, like Teisve, there is no machlekes, not like the Rivosh in Simen Reish Sadik Beis, that that's the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim in the Brais and Chagige. But like Teisves, that the Chachomim of Rabbi Yehuda are also made, Kol Alma made it. But Teisve says, Kol Alma Meide, and you can be Teivir, Midereise, according to Chachomim, but only on the Rabbonah level. So according to Chachomim, you cannot be Teivir in the Tachteino because of the Gzeira Mishmalieno. But from the Rambam, it's Mashmi Midereise, but not because Katafras is in a Chibur. It's a special aloche, Shinamayim Hanischolim Mi'arvin El Kinomdo. So the Kesef Mishnah says, because the Mishnah says, "V'nire midivre Rabbeinu shein miforesh machlikusom bigudachis bigudasik ki dimashma verkin dershim." Not like the Rivosh. Elo bim hamayim hanischolim. In other words, that the Rabbonon also made it that there is a loch of gudachis. So, Elo, why do the Chachomim say that you cannot be teivul tachteino? Elo bim amayim anischolim arvim amikvois v'tzorich tam lo moshino emay dimashma bigmore dimiforosh buktai. When he says mashma bigmore, it means if you explain the gemore literally, so then how that it's mashma that way. V'tzorich leima dihi dimeize tam in a mayim an ischoli me arvin es amikvoish mishin delesle good achis veloi good achis. So, but he uses the lush, it's very confusing. the loy gudachis, but it doesn't mean loy gudachis. Gudasi, we don't say, period. But gudachis, we can say. But we cannot say it in this case, gudachis, because in Amayim and Yisholim Arvim, the Kosa for Gvosh, Bichuve, Vizel Ishenei, the Hodim Mashmai, Ferek, and Dershin, the gudachis, we plige, the Likul Alma, Mginon, Heine, Reb Meir, Ve Reb Yude, Aber Rabbonon, the plige, Alay, Bittisefte, Sfirelei, Dein Katafres, Leilom Chibur, Atiu Al Gedachis, Ad Kanishen, Vilini Resh Rabbein Miforesh, Ali Omru, Ferek, and Dershin, the plige, the gudachis, אלא רב מאיר ברב יהודה, אבל חכמים, תמיים משום דהמיים הנסחולים מערבים את המקווה. So there is a special הלוכה. וזכרים, cannot be מערב מקווה. And then the שח, I don't remember in what, see if the שח says it, but the שח says that that's only in a mikve. So sin זכרים, is not nitaya b'mikve, so mimele, we cannot be mechaber either. But b'mayon, zeichli, in other words, chadli shel shomim cannot be mechaber. Chadli shel shomim, because that's not mayon. Because since the chadli shel shomim cannot be nitaya b'mikve, so mimele, it cannot be mechaber in a mikve either. The same thing. Masha'in kein, if it's a chadol ishal mimayon, since a chadol ishal mimayon can be mitaya b'zeichlin, so it can be mechaber also. Can mechaber also, that's the shachses. So the Rambam shiti is not that the chachomim achilik and the whole aloha of gudachis, as the Kesmishness means. They are made that there is aloha of gudachis. The achilik and the whole aloha of gudachis. But gudachis, they are not chilek. Gudachis, they are not chilek. Why should there be a difference between gudachis and gudachis? Very simple. Because gudachis means that we consider the water as if it drip down already, because by law of gravity, they have a tendency to go down. So memele, even before they drip down, it's considered albedin as if they drip down. But gudachis do not have a tendency to go up, and the contrary, that's against the law of gravity. Some mele, as long as they didn't go up, so it's not considered as if it is up, even though you have a pump that will push it up, but it's not, there is no natural tendency to go up. So mele, according to Rabbi Yude and the Chachomim, we don't say gudasik, but gudachis we do say. But why are the Chachomim chilik and Rabbi Yude, and they say if somebody is stable in the tachteino or we also it will have because of another aloche that in zeichlim arv, and as the Shach says, zeichlin chadlish or shomim zeichlin is not me'arev, but because it's not mitaya b'zeichlin, so it cannot be me'arev either. It cannot be mechaber either. Mashein kein, a chadlish al mimayon, since mayon is mitaya b'zeichlin, it can be me'arev also. It can be me'arev also. I mean, the one rishon who says that zeichlin cannot be me'arev, cannot be mechaber, even a chadlish al mayon is the marit. But the Shach says in the Rambam, that according to the Rambam, only Chadlish Shel Shomim cannot be Mechaber, cannot be Me'arif, because it's not Mitaya B'Zeichlin. Some Mele, it cannot be Mechaber and be Me'arif B'Zeichlin either. But the Chadlish Shel Mayon, since Mayon is Mitaya B'Zeichlin, and the Tfile can take place in Zeichlin, so it can be Mechaber and Me'arev also, it's very mistaber. All right, except that the Marichite is to the contrary. We cannot ignore the Marichite. But what the Shach says in the Rambam is very, very mistaber. It's very, very mistaber. Anyway, so we see from this Rambam, that according to the Rambam, to a certain extent, the Rambam agrees with Tesis, not with the Rivosh. In other words, whereas the Rivosh it is, that only Rabbi Yehuda says that you can be Teveil, B'tachteino. But the Chachom say you cannot be Teveil, and you cannot be Teveil because Katafras is in a Chibo. So the Rambam agrees with Tesis, except according to Tesis, the Chachom say, Mid Rabboni cannot be Teveil Tachtein because of the Zerem Shemalieno. And according to Rambam, you cannot be Teveil. You cannot be Teveil in the Elieno. You cannot be Teveil in the Elieno. I'm sorry, in the Tachteino, because Zeichon is not Me'avin. And that's the Loshna Rambam. The Loshna Rambam is, Ve'im Advilin. Elo ben tzois shinamayim hanischolim me'arvin elo im kein omdo. This is new aloch. Now the question is, so since the whole aloch, the reason is why according to Chachom you cannot be tevil tachteino is not because of katapras in echibo, but because of another aloch. Sheinamayim anischolim me'arvin Elohim kinomdu samimele, but he agrees with the din of Gudachis. But and the reason is why you cannot be teveil in the tachteinu according to Chachamim, because sheinamayim anischolim me'arvin Elohim kinomdu. So why couldn't the Rambam pasken like Rabbi Yudas Din Moyaraglov Shel Rishi Nigel Bamaim? So one thing, there was a slip of the tongue, and I didn't realize it's not so. The Rambam, I said at the beginning of the Shia, that the Rambam's shiti is that we paskin like Rabbi Yudas, but it's not so. That was a slip of the tongue. The Rambam also says that even Moyaraglov Shel Rishi Nigel Bamaim still the also itil. So, the now let's see Loshna Rambam here. Aloch Yidveis, Perik Ches Aloch Yidveis. Mikve sheyesh bein nemso mechuvoneis, v'yordu shnayim v'toplu zeach hazeh, af al pi sheraglof shel rishin neges b'mayim, horishin toyeh v'asheni v'tomosei, sh'ari choscho amayim m'memso. Af al pi. Now the question is, for the Rambam Shiti is that Katafres is a Chibur. Katafres is a Chibur. So then you'll ask the Kashe, but the Mishnah says Katafres is a Chibur. All right. So the Ri says, because that Mishnah has reference to Ashok, but from the Rambam it's not Mashma that Mishnah has reference to Ashoke. From the Rambam it's Mashma that Mishnah that says Katafas Nechiba has reference to Mikvois, not like the Ri who says that it has reference to Ashoke, but like Abi Mikvois, Katafas is a Chiba. So, how can the Rambam say that Afilu of Opisher Aglov Shovish Negis Mamayim, Horishin Toye of Hasheni Vitimose, Shahos Ramayim Nimso? But we should say Gudachis, and we see that the Rambam Shiti is that no one is chelik on Rabbi Yehuda's din of Gudachis, and the reason is why the Chachomim in the Brais and Chagiga are chelik, because in Zeichlim Avin the answer is same reason in Zeichlim Avin, because Raglov, after all, in the Mikveh the Badem we have less than them, so we probably have 39 so and 9/10 of his soul, and 1/10 of his soul is not at the bottom of the mikveh, it is on the roof of the person of the rishon. So, but we should say Eov Mikvois because of Gudachis. So, Enoch Namo, you could say Gudachis, but since there is a aloche of in Zeichli Me'arvin, so the mayim and the goof of the person is also zeichlin, but it's different technique, like hardless of shomim, it's zeichlin. It's It's in a state of flux. What does Eichle mean? Eichle means it's not stationary. That in so monifshach if in Eichle mi'alvin, if in Eichle mi'alvin, so that means that only when it's stationary it can be mechaber, it can be me'arev. But if it's in a state of flux, so it cannot be mechaber, it cannot be me'arev. So, and that's the reason as why the Chachomim say in the Price and Chagigeh that you cannot be tevil in the Tachteino, only in them choice. Even though we do say according to Chachomim Gudachis, and Katafras is a chibu, but Zeichlin cannot be me'arev. Zeichlin cannot be me'arev. So here too, like the Chadlish of Shomim is Zeichlin. So the Mayim and the Guf of the person is also Zeichlin. What's the difference? The fact that the Chadlish of Shomim is in a state of flux with a greater speed than the schile of the mayim and the goof of the person doesn't make any difference. It's not at rest. It's in a state of flux of motion. So it's also Zeichlin. So it's not Narif. Now, yes?
Could you be in college and say that Halach Hes, the only time you can't be Marv, Mayimus Cholim, is only when you want the Mayimus Cholim to cause the Eruv. But over here you want this Mayimus Cholim just to be considered in the Mikveh itself. So the fact that it's Mayimus Cholim...
Well, I mean, what's it, the same thing?
No, I'm saying over here you want the Mayimus Cholim to cause the medium of being
Marv. I mean,
Marv.
What do you mean you want? You mean the subjective intention of the person? I don't know what the subjective intention of a person is. The person doesn't have to be a lamdan, even if the person doesn't know anything about mikvois. So it's the same aloche. What do you mean? This is something that takes place by itself.
Right.
In the Chadl Shal Shomim, it's Bidah Hateva. That it's
what's going to cause the Eruv there? The Eruv is the mindless column should be the Ma'ar from one Mikvah to another.
That's right. And here too,
here
same thing.
The mindless column, we just want it to be considered that this mindless column is considered in the
Mikvah. If you have a continuum of water on the goof of the person, of the Feach Latfiach, all the way from the head till the feet, at the bottom. So you have a chibo, you have a continuity of water all the way from the top of the head till the bottom of the mikveh. So what's the difference, Chadlish of Shomim? Or it's the same thing, Chadlish of Shomim is in his land, and here is in his land. He stands in a mikveh and the Chadlish of Shomim is on a mountain. So that's the reason. Now, the Chasam Sefer, Tshuva Reish Tes, a very important Tshuva. So the Chasam Sefer mentions many rayas from the Rambam that Katafras is a chibur. Katafras is a chibur. So the Chasam Sefer says one thing. And this, even though the Chasam Sefer doesn't use the Ivra of Reb Chaim, and whenever I mention to Hungarian Rav Reb Chaim explanation, so he doesn't accept it, all right, I don't care that he doesn't accept it. But I think that the Chasam Sefer's Chiddush is Kimin Chimer according to Reb Chaim Shlomus. The Chasam Sefer says that according to the Rambam, so when the Mishnah says Katafras in a Chibur, now the Rambam does not agree with the Pshat of the Ri, that when the Mishnah says Katafras in a Chibur, so it has reference to Ashok. The Rambam, that's the Rishita, that's not the Rambam Shita. But, so the question is, but the other Rambams, I cannot go over that, I mean, because then we have to go over all of Mikvois. That it's Mashma, the Shidus Rambam is, Katafras is a Chibur. And here the Mishnah says, Katafras in a Chibur, and the Rambam doesn't agree with the Ri that Mishneh has reference to Ashok. That's Mifuresh, and the Rambam does not agree with the Ri. So Chasam Sefer says, when the Mishneh says in Tares, Perik Ches, Mishneh Tes, Katafras in a Chibur, so
the Mishnah is reference to Tefeach Latfiach. And when the Rambam says that Katafra sees a Chibur, that is when it's Kishver Sani. That's all the Chasam Zifa says. He doesn't see any Lomdes, nothing, but just this. He says this. In other words, that according to the Rambam, so whether Katafras is a Chibur or Katafras is not a Chibur, it all depends. If the connection is only Tefeach Latfiach, but not Shifaras Haneid, so then Katafras is not a Chibur, but if it's Shifaras Haneid, so then Katafras is a Chibur. With Reb Chaim Shlomdes, we can understand it, because there are two concepts. There is a concept of Chibur, and there is a concept of Iruv. There is a concept of Iruv. So Mimele, when do we say that Katafres is not a Chibur only when it's Tefeach Latfiach? But if there is enough water, Shifaras Haneid, to be Me'arev, so then Katafres is a Chibur. So then Katafras is a Chibur. Alright. So he says, V'imadvil in some mele, there is no stire, because in this case, when Hoyoraglof Negel Bamayim, so the Gemara says, this is obviously the case where there is a continuum of water from the head till the feet of Tefeach Latfiach, but not Shifaras Haneid. Anyway, Chasam Zifa says so Tefeach. If there will be, that's not Motsu, that on the body of the person there should be a continuum of water of Shifaras Haneid. Tefeach Latfiach, yes, because Shifaras Haneid is a lot of water, and by the law of gravity, so the bulk of the water
drops down,
but drops stick to the goof. So that could be enough to have Tefeach Latfiach, a continuum of Tefeach Latfiach, but it's impossible that they should stick, so much water should stick to the goof, there should be a continuum of Shifaras Haneid. So Mele, that's the Shitas, that's Shisam. Now, just one more thing I want to discuss, even though we are not learning now Mikvois, but with Reb Chaim's Lomdes of Chibur and Iruv, we can understand that Chita too. Now, there is a din in Shulchan Aruch but one thing, you know, I had a slip of the tongue and I said the Rambam Paskins, the Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that was a slip of the tongue, just forget it.
Who does it?
As Rav Shiva explaining the Reb Chaim with the Nachkamina Chasam Sefer, saying the Chasam Sefer is saying that the Mishnah by the Tachris is any Chibur spoken with the Fech and Rasta Latviyah.
Would Fech Latviyah, but if there is Shifaras Haneid, then Katafras is a Chibur. In Simen Reich, Chuba Reich,
that's what Rav Shiva is saying with Reb Chaim, and what has Rav Shiva explaining the Chasam Sefer with Reb Chaim?
Because by Katafras, as a matter of fact, Reb Chaim, I don't know what he went over the Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim said, well, Reb Chaim mentions one more Chiddush that is not like the Chasam Sefer. According to Reb Chaim, in this piece, I don't know whether he went over it, so he says, B'mokim Shoveiv is the same mokim, we don't even have to resort to a Mechaber. So he says, and that's a big Chiddush in the Rambam. That's not. So you don't need a mechaber. Some mele even less than tefeach latfiach. Even tefeach will be mechaber. Yeah, that's what Reb Chaim says. I don't want to go into it. It's not so much. That's contrary to Chasam Sefer. But he says, when do we need? So then there is a chibur. But maybe it could be what Chasam Sefer says. I think.
could be consistent with what Reb Chaim also says, because Reb Chaim doesn't say that bimokim echot is mashman for Reb Chaim, that if it's in mokim shoveh, so then we don't need tefeach matfeach. But maybe we could reconcile the Chasam Sefer with Reb Chaim, because the Chasam, in other words, what Reb Chaim says, that bimokim shoveh, so we don't need even tefeach latfeach, even tefeach will be mechuber. Me'atzmei, we don't have to resort to a din of mechaber, but mi'uref, it will not be even bimokim echot, but it will be only mi'uref if there is l'chol apoches tefeach latfeach, because tefeach latfeach, Reb Chaim himself points out, is basically a shio and mashke. The Horaye, the Rambam mentions, and that's the Mishneh in Machshirin, that in order that Mashke should be mitame, something else, Eichlin and other Mashkim, so it has to have Tefeach Latfeach. But if a certain Mashke has only Tefeach, not Tefeach Latfeach, and then an Eichel will come in contact with that moisture, that is only tefeach, not tefeach, latfeach, so then it will not become tum. It's not a shail of chibur. It's not a shail of chibur, it's a shail of mashke. The answer is, essentially, tefeach, latfeach is a shio in mashke. It's just moisture, that you couldn't take hold of it and moisten something else. It does not have a chalish in mashke. Only if it's tefeach latfeach, then it has a chaleisha mashke. Mimele, it's a shiur mechaber also. Because in order to be a mechaber, you have a mashkin here, and you have a mashkin here. In order to be mechaber, two mashkin, so you have to have a mashke that should be mechaber. So basically, so mimele, the Chasam Sefer could agree with the Reb Chaim, even though I don't think so, because he should mention it. But the Chasam Sefer says ligabiyuf. So he says, if it's bimokim echot, so then tefeach latfeach is me'arev also memele. You have continuity of mashke in one place. So memele is me'arev. It's mechuber and me'arev. Reb Chaim says, in order to be mechuber, if they just touch each other, so memele is mechuber if it's in the same mokim. But to be meurev, it's not enough that they touch each other in mokim echot. You have to have continuity of mashke all over. But if in the intermediary zone there is no mashke, so it cannot be. You cannot say. Let's say mokim shavah. Here you have a lot of mayim, and here you have a lot of mayim. And here in the intermediary zone, you have just moisture. Not even tefeach latfeach. So how can they be mu'ev? Reb Chaim says, mimele they are mechuber. They are mechuber, but mu'ev they aren't. Mu'ev they aren't. In order to be mu'ev, you have to, in order that they should be considered as one water, then there has to be a continuum of mashkel over. But if there is any spot in the middle that is does not have a chalishe mashke, how can you call it mi'urev? But Reb Chaim says mechuber it is. Okay, that's also a big chiddush. I don't know whether Chasam Sefer would agree with that or not. Probably not. But what the Chasam Sefer says, one thing, that according to the Rambam, so katafras is no chibur if there is just tefeach latfeach water in the middle. But if there is shifaras haneid water in the middle, then katafras is a chibur. So mimele, in the case of hoyur aglof negid mamayim, so there is only tefeach latfeach water, the Gemara says so. Only tefeach latfeach water, so mele, it's not mechaber. And I would say, even though the Rambam
doesn't mention katafras in a chibur, but the Rambam mentions because she in a zechlin mi'arvin, but it's the same thing. In other words, because if it is zechlin, so it cannot be mi'ariv. And in a katafras, what is katafras? Katafras means it's not one mokim. Mokim shove is one mokim. But if it's in his land, then it's not one mokim.
Now, there is a din in the Mechaber, in Simen Reish Ayin, Sif Nun Beis. And this is the Mordechai in Hilchas Mikvois, in Shvuas, in Misach Shvuas. The Mordechai mentions it in the name of the Ravio, in the name of the Ravio, Sif Nun Beis. Simen Reish Aleph Sif Nun Beis. Haboli Arim. Mikve posol u choser, mikve kosher lachshire, oi sheshneyem chasere, u bo le arvom lachshiro. Suppose you want to mitzarif two mikvois chaseres, let's say two mikvois of 20 so each. You want to
combine them.
Tzorich shei nekef shebineyem rochev kishishveres anit. So then you have to have a nekev, the connection has to be kishveres anekev. V'chiluach hamayim yeh kerechav anekev. In other words, not like Rav Netam, that only the nekev has to be kishveres anekev, but the chiluach hamayim is enough if it is tefeach latfeach. But like the ri, that not only the nekev has to be kishveres anekev, the chiluach hamayim has to be shvasanet, it has to be filled up with water. Ulacha shenisarif apostle in akosher afilu rega nisha leilom beachsherei afilu nistamanekev hakei hakei kol sheyamit kishiferesanet mimake afilu dobo shempriya samay sofik imanekev rochav Rochav kishiferes aneid in love post. Then the Mechaba mentions a big chidesh, which the Mordechai mentions in Shvuas, in Hilchas Mikvois, in the name of Ravio, and the Mechaba and Ramo paskon like the Ravio. Im yesh nikovim dakim harbi, mitztarfin kishiferes aneid, im ha'i ha'mikvo echo cholem v'abeis chosa. Avo! Now I'm omitting the Agoyes Ramo. Aval im shneim chaseirim ein ankovim hadakim mistarfin l'chiferes aneit. So the Mechaber says like this, that you can combine two mikvois in two situations. One situation is where one mikveh has memso, the other mikveh has 20 so. So you can combine a mikveh chaseiro in a mikveh shleimo, so you'll be able to be teiver in the here to form mikveh chaseiro. Then the other situation is where both mikvehs are mikvehs chaseiros. So, in either situation, you have to have shiferes aneit. Even in the situation where you want to combine a mikveh chaseiro to a mikveh shleimo, so you cannot combine it by means of a tefeach latfeach connection, but you can combine it only by means of a shiferes aneit connection. But there is one difference. Suppose you don't make one ekev, but you make many nikov, and five nikov, and one ekev has one-fifth of a shiferes aneit, then another ekev, one-fifth of a shiferes aneit, then another ekev, one-fifth of Yishveres Anei, and another one, five Nikovim, each Nekev, a fifth of Yishveres Anei. In total, all the five Nikovim add up to Yishveres Anei. So then it depends. If you have two Mikvois, it's a big chidesh. If you have two Mikvois, this is Memso, and this is 20 so. And then you have a keser. And then you have a keser. So of course, if you have one big nekev kishveres aneit,
So it's mechaber the two mikvois in either case, whether this is mem and this is chof, or this is chof and this is chof. Eruv mikvois shasani. But suppose instead of making one big nekef shasani, you make five small nekef, each nekef, 1/5 of shasani. Then below it, another nekef, 1/5, another nekef, 1/5, another nekef, 1/5. Another nekef, 1/5. All the five nekefim, one on top of the other, or one adjacent to the other, it doesn't make any difference. Add up to Shvarasani. So then, if you have here a mikvah memso, and here a mikvah chofso, then it's mitzurev. But if you have here a mikvah of chofso, and here a mikvah chofso, it's not mitzurev. That's the Mordechai, the name of the Rav Yor. And the Mechaber and Ramo Paskmaya, there is a very big tshuve of the Chacham Tzvi, tshuve mem, and the Chacham Tzvi is chilik on the Pesach HaShulchan Aruch, not that the Chacham Tzvi is chilik on all the Rishonim. He mentions kama v'kama rayas that the Rash and the Rosh, and the, according to him, even the Rambam, Rash and the Rosh, so it's mucher. But in the Rambam, it's not so mucher. So he says that most Rishonim are chilek and Rav Yo. So the Mechaba Paskin is like Rav Yo, he says. But most Rishonim are chilek and Rav Yo. And he says, in the Chacham Tzvi Paskin is leading it, that even the case where one mikveh is memso and the other mikveh is chofso, so in order to be mechaber the two mikvois, you have to have one big nekef kishvaras anit, but you cannot have several mikovim in total kishvaras anit. But we have to say, all right, that's the Chacham Tzvi. Tshuvimem is a very important tshuve in mikvois, tshuvimem, in tshuvis Chacham Tzvi. But the psak of the mechaber and the Ramo is not like that. He paskens like the Rav Yo, all right, so the Rosh and the Rash are chilek, but the Rav Yo Shita is like that. We have to understand it. What different do we do? So again, in this longness, that there are two concepts. There is a concept in the same way as we explained the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri with Reb Chaim's longness, that there are two concepts of Chibur and Mikvois. So I think we can explain the Rav Yod. In other words, in explaining Rav Netam, we said, why does Rav Netam say that Katafres is no chibo? Katafres is no chibo if there is no one mikveh shleimo. But if there is a mikveh shleimo, so then like the price in Chagige, Sholish Gummi, so there is a choice, then Katafras is a chibur. Why? Because Katafras, we said according to Rav Netam, Katafras is mufke of Iruf, but Katafras is not mufke of chibur. But then, according to Rav Netam, there is a aloche, kolam chuba li mikve ki mikve. Reb Chaim himself applies that concept, kolam chuba li mikve mikve, in explaining the Marit Shita. That's what the Imrination, Islam of Ches mentions. So there is a halacha of kolam chuba li mikve ki mikve. So mimele, if something is mechuba li mikve, why, as long as it's mechuba li mikve, it is considered to have the same din as a mikve. As if it had been mu'ev, even though it's not mu'ev. But there is another halacha, kolam, an adjunct of a mikveh, an annex of a mikveh is also a mikveh. Even though it's not, the annex of the mikveh is not miuref mamesh with the mikveh, but there is aloches kolam chuba le mikveh k'mikveh. So Meile Rav Netam says, katafres is mufke of iruf, but katafres is not mufke of chibur. So Mimele, in order to be mitzarif to mikvois chaseris, we have to resort to iruf. Chibur is not sufficient. So in Mele, both mikvois in the katafres, a chofso, so then you cannot be tevil. You cannot be tevil in them because it's mufka of mashenkin. If one mikve in the katafres is memso, and the other one is chuber to that, so kolam chuber mikve ke mikve, so you can tevil live in the katafres. In the lower mikveh, there's something. So I think the same pshat is true in the Ravya. The Ravya says, first of all, the Ravya shiti is that we need in Nekev Kishveras Aneid not only to constitute Iruf, but to constitute Chibo also in Kishveras Aneid. Not like the Rambam shiti. Reb Chaim says in the Rambam, whatever he says in the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, so Chibur is constituted by Tefeach Latfiach. Iruv is constituted only by Shveras Aneid. But the Rav Yoshi is not like that. Bein Iruv, Bein Chibur can be constituted only through Shveras Aneid connection. If it's less than Shveras Aneid connection, so then not only Iruv is not constituted, even Chibur is not constituted. But
says who says that?
The Ravyo, one second, please, don't tell me. So, according to Ravyo, so even Chibo requires Ishveras Aneid. Not only Yov, but there is one difference. In order to have Chibo, so there can be a tzilf of many Nikovim, if in total they add up to Ishveras Aneid. In order to have Yov, so then we must have one connection of Shveras Aneid. There is no tzilf. So Mele, the Mechaber, he passes like Rav Yo. So as a matter of fact, so it's Kimin Chaymer, the Pshat in Rav Yo. Habo le'arev mikve poslo yichoser mikve kosher la'achshirem. Oy she'shneim chaserim. So the Mechaber discusses two situations. The situation where one is sholem, one is choser. And the situation are both chaserim, where one is sholem and one is choser, by applying the aloche of hamchuber lemikve kemikve, so chibur is enough to be tevil in the heretofore choser, because klam chuber lemikve kemikve, so it's an annex of the mikve becomes. Even though there is no iruv itself, we don't need an iruv. If it's mechuber to a mikve, so mele kolam chuber lemikve kemikve. But in the case where both bikvois are chaserim, then we have to resort to yiruv per se. So he says, habo le'arev mikve poslo yichoser mikve kosher la'achshir eyo yishneim chaserim ubo le'avom la'achshir om tzor sheineke shebineyem rochef kishifres aneit ולאחר שנשאר את הפוסל מהכושר אפילו רגע נשאלה לו בהכשר אפילו נסמן נקף הרכב. Then he says, אם יש לי קובעים דקים הרבה מצטרף לשברס הנית, אם המקווה היה חוד שולם והביס חוסר, so then there is zero also. אבל עם שניהם חסרים, אין הניקובים הדקים מצטרפים לשברס הנית. Big חידש, what's the פשט? The פשט is, if one... If both are chaserim, then we have to resort to a din of Yeruv. In Yeruv, there is no tzilf. In Yeruv, you have to have one big nekev, Shveras Aneid. There is no tzilf. But if one is sholem and one is chosa, then we don't have to resort to a din of Yeruv. Then we can resort to a din of Chibur. Because as long as the mihir to form mikev chasero becomes al bedin mechuber, to the mikveh shleimo, so there is a halacha of kolam chuber lemikveh kemikveh. It's mikveh, so you can be tevil in it. But some mimele, in order to have chibur, there is tziruf also. That's the pshat in the Rav Yo. What is the raya from the Gemara for this? So the Rav Yo mentions the raya. There is, first of all, there are two mishnayos. In Mikvois.
navigate would be of great help. There is a Mishneh in Chagige that Chof Amud Beis. Agiye, daf chof amud beis, chayma b'kedesh b'tzruma. Certain chumras d'rabon that kedesh has over in the bof tzruma. Certain chumras that in tzruma, in chum, not even in tzruma, is neig, but it applies to kedesh. So the Mishnah mentions a list of 10 chumras that apply to kedesh and not to tzruma. So one is Shemadbilim kelim b'sech kelim litzrumo. Lechum and even litzrumo. Suppose you have many spoons that became tummy, and you have a pail that became tummy. You don't have to immerse each spoon by itself in the mikveh. You put the 10 spoons that became tummy in the pail, and you immerse the pail with the 10 small kelim, or you have 100 machten vitzineyayas that became tummy. You put the bunch of machten vitzineyayas in a pail that is also tummy, and you put them, and then you immerse the pail with all the kelim tmeim in it, and everything becomes toya. Please don't interrupt me. Please do me a favor. So that's in chum and even in truma. But by kedesh, there is a chumre mit a rabbonon. Every kele that became tomei requires an individual, separate immersion in the mikveh. Chema b'kedesh b'truma, shemadbilim kelim b'sechelim b'truma, avoloi l'kedesh. Then another chumre, achereim v'teichu b'isatzvite b'truma, avoloi b'kedesh. In other words, if you have a certain kele that you can be mishtameish the teich, and you can be mishtameish the achirin, so every tashmi shebei is choshev kli b'fnei atzmei liyim truma shim nitmo zeh lo nitmo zeh uvitume is rabbonin koma. Right. Avoloi l'kedesh. Then another chumre. Hanesis hamedras nesis atrumo avoyes hakedish big day chutrumo medras lekedish another chumra loyki mides hakedish mides atrumo shebikedish matir uminagi fumadbil vahakim keisher uvitrumo keisher vahakim matbil. So another chumra that is bekedish, that bekedish if you have a certain kele, so that is moist, you have to dry it and then you have to immerse it in the mikveh. But suppose you immerse it in the mikveh while it's moist, it's no good. You have to make another tefillah. Or suppose you have a beged shel kedesh that has a knot, a kesher. So you have in kedesh, you have to untie the knot and then be tefillah. But in truma, you don't have to untie it. You can be table the beged as it is with the kesher. So all kinds of chumras bekedesh over above truma. So then the Gemara says, Chof Aleph, Amud Aleph, the first, second line, bekedesh my time alone. Why were the chachomim misaking that you cannot be madvil kele b'sich kele liga bekedesh? Midrash says good. So why would the Chachomim machmir b'kedesh that each kele that is tomei requires a separate and individual immersion in water. Why? Omar Abile mitnei shekvedei shal kli chaitzitz. Because midrabonon, since each kele, no matter how small it is, a spoon, it has a certain weight, so mele itzitzitz. Midrais is not chaitzitz. As long as water can come in between that small kele and the big kele, so it's not a chaitzitz. But midrabonon it's chaitzitz, ligabe kele. So then the Gemara, that's Ravilesta. But at the end of the Mishneh, not Mamish at the end, but towards the end of the Mishneh mentions another Chumre that Kadesh has over and above Trumo, because in Trumo you can be madvil, a baggage, and legabi Trumo that has it in knot, and you don't have to untie it. Legabi Kadesh, you have to untie it first. Legabi Trumo, you can be madvil a kele that is moist, that has drops of water on it. And you don't have to dry it. Legabi Kadesh, you have to dry it first and then immerse it in water. That's because of echtzitze. It's daimel echtzitze. Midrais is not echtzitze. The fact that there is a kesher, as long as water can come in inside the kesher or not, or the fact that there are drops of water inside the kele, is not echtzitze. But midrabon only gabi kedesh, it is echtzitze. So there the tam is because it's domel echtzitze. So Mashmoyes, that the first chumre of Kadesh, that you cannot be madvil kele b'sich kele, is for a different reason. So the Gemara says, so how can Ravile say that the first chumre, shemadvilin kele b'sich kele l'truma avoloi l'kadesh, is based upon chitze? So the Gemara's kashi is, v'om disayfe mishmuch chitze rei shalav mishmuch chitze, diktone seif veloik midas ha-kidesh midas ha-trume shebikidesh mater umangi fu madbil v'hakach keishe uvitrume keishe v'hakach madbil. So the Gemara is the teres reishe v'seife mishum chatzitze. Both the reishe is mishum chatzitze and the seife mishum chatzitze. Why does the Mishnah have to spell them out separately? So each one involves a chidesh utzriche. Diash min reishe hava mine haine taine l'kedesh leim mishum fedish al kele. Kele b'sich kele, so then the spoon has a certain weight. It presses on the ground of the big kele, on the pail. So mele is mil rabonon isach tise, mashein kein, it drops, the fact that it's moist or a kesha, that shouldn't be ach tise. Dike aber seife la gefeish al tele im li kide shnamel aber tsise vi ash mo seife hava det bon it moist it tsitse hava min hane shtaime shul kide shloi mishum di kitreil na roitsi de izinat de maye aduke mi de medek aber reishe di maye akpuye mekpel le limone lo aber tsise tsrikh. Alright, so Rabile says that the reason is why by Kadesh there is a special chumre mi rabbonon that you cannot be madbil kele b'sich kele is because of tzitze. Then the Gemara says, Rove omar, 1 second, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, the 13th line from the top of the Amid. Rove omar midis. So, only the seife, the beged that has a kesher, or a kele that is moist, inside, outside, has to be dried first, gabe kedesh. That's mishum chitze. But the reishe, the fact that you cannot be madbil, kele b'sich kele, that's not mishum chitze. But another time, why can't you not be like a bekeidesh? Kele b'sich kele, zeire שלא ידביל מחתים בצינריאס בכלי שאין בפיף כששוור הסנית. Because if it will be mutter, even by Kedish, to be madbil, one kele v'seich kele, so then a person might sometimes put in 100 needles that became tomei in a pail, and the mouth of the kele is less than shveras aneit, so then it will not be good, because ilv mikvois ki shveras aneit, because after all, the needles are not immersed in the mikveh. They are immersed in the water that comes into the inside of the kele. So if there is a shveras aneit opening in the kele, okay. So ilv mikvois shveras aneit, but suppose it's, you know, sometimes you have a kele in your head, a very small opening, so then there is no ironic voice, so then the tefillah will not be a good tefillah. So because of that, the Chachamim are misaking that no matter how large the mouth, the pair of the kele is, so you cannot, likedesh, you cannot be tevel, kele v'sich kele. But there's nothing to do with it. V'reisha in the time, zera shal yad bil machtim b'tzineiris b'chlishem b'fifti shiferes, Hanit. Kiditan, Erov Mikvoi Shveras Hanit, Ki Uvio Chrolo Chishtu, Bishtez, Bois Chizos Likum. All right. Now then, Maike, then, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The sixth line from the top, Chod Beis Omidal, Maike Bein Rovele Ravile. What's that? The practical Nafke meaning. Between Ravile's time, according to Ravile, the reason is why Likedesh. You cannot be mad bubis kele b'sich kele is because it's a chzitzi, Ligabe Kedesh. According to Rove, because of a special gzeire, Shemo Yach, Yad Bil Machte B'tzneiris, B'kli, Shein, B'piv, Kishveras Anit. What's the practical nafkemini? So the practical nafkemini is, Ike binaye salvi galgusone, Shemilom kelem v'idbilom. Suppose you have a basket. The basket, so water, you have certain pores in the basket, you know. Anything that is made of weaker material, so, you know, like a basket. So you have pores, and water penetrates to those pores. So suppose, can you fill up the Kedesh? A basket with many small kelim, and then immerse the whole basket with all the machte v'tzineiris in the mikveh ligabe kedesh. So, this nafke minin. Liman de oma, mishum chtzitze yik. So, if the tam is because of chtzitze, so you couldn't be tevel likedesh, a basket in which you put in small kale, also because it is a chzitzi. But liman de oma mishum gzeira, but according to Rove, so a basket that you fill up with many macht mitzneiris, you could be tevel even mikedesh according to Rove. Why? But a kele, a pail, fill up with machtnis nereus, not because of exere shemo yadvil machtnis nereus bechlishin pish verasaneit, but in a basket there is no such exere. Sliman domam shum zero shemo yadvil machtnis nereus bechlishin bifif kish verasaneit salvi galgusone shem bifin kish verasaneit, like because in every basket, it's unavoidable that there shouldn't be kishveras anit. So that's the Rav Yosrei. Why, after all, in a basket you don't have any big nikovim. You have tiny nikovim, you know. Anything that is made of weaker material. So you have tiny nikovim. You have many, 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 many nikovim. Maybe you have 100 nikovim. But each nekev by itself is a mashu shebimashu. But in total, they add up to the size of Shveras Hanit. So that's the Rav Yosrei from this Gemara Rigi, that you can
you can be mechaber a mikveh chaseiro to a mikveh shleimo by means of many nikovim that add up in total to a shveres aneid, even though each neked by itself is one-tenth of a shveres aneid, or one-hundredth of a shveres aneid. In the basket, so it might be even 100. As long as in total they add up to Ishveres Aneid, so that's all right to be Mechaber, a Mikveh Haseret to Mikveh Shleim. But not, Mikvois Haseret is not. How do we know that two Mikvois Haseret is? There is no Tziruv. So that's, again, from this Gemara. So, overly tiny. So, according to Rav's time, that the reason is why the Chachomim were misaki, that you cannot be tevel kedesh kli b'ser kele because of a special gzeira shemo yatfil machte mitzneiri es lichli shem fik shveres aneid, but by salvig agnuse, by basket, it's not shayach. There will always be shveres aneid al deitziv. So it's chavali tiny. The Omar Rove Salvi Gargusone, Shemilon Kalim, Vidbilon Teir. So if you filled up a basket with many hundred small Kalim, and you immerse the basket with the hundred small Kalim in the mikveh, so it's toya, even like Kadesh. But mikveh Shaholke be Salvi Gargusone, Hatevil Shomli also a tefillin. However, suppose you have a mikveh that has memso. Then you take one big basket, so, and you set it up in the middle like in a chitzit. So then, anyone who is tevel on either side of the basket is loy also itfil.
Why? Also what?
Loy also itfil. But why is it different than a mikveh that has memso, and in the middle you set up a wall, and then you construct it, one big neket in the wall, Shveres Aneid, so then anybody can be tevel on either side of the wall. The answer is, over there is one big neket. So mele detz miare two mikvois chaseres. But here, when you have a basket between two, when you set up a basket in the middle of the mikveh, so on each side of the basket you have only 20. So true, you have all the tziruf, you have a nekev kishveres aneid, but there is no one individual single nekev that is as large as shveres aneid, so it cannot be mechaber the two small mikvois of 20 soich. So in other words, so both halachas by the Rav Yoh are mentioned in the Gemara in Chagig. It's a remarkable raya in the Hizrach. So he says, the Omar Rove, Rove Litaime, the Omar Rove, Salvi Gargusone, Shemilon Kelim, Ben Bilon Terek, Umikve Shacholki, Bisalvi Gargusone, Hatevu Shamri also Itvile, Doare Kule Chalchule Mechalchale. The raya is, Ubinon Diike Mem Sobi Mokemech. In other words, what's the right for Rove? How does Rove know that if you have a mikveh of memso and then you set up a basket in the middle of the mikveh, and on each side of the basket you have 20 so? So you cannot be tevel on either side of the basket. Even though the basket al the tziruf, all these tiny mikovim, you know, the pores, together add up to a shveres aneid, but you cannot be mechaber two small mikvois of 20 so each to a shveres aneid al yitzil. To be mechaber one mikveh chaseiro to a mikveh shleimo al yitzil, yes. But that's why you can immerse many kelim, even likedesh, in a basket and immerse the basket. But if you set it up as a wall, as a wedge, in the middle of the mikveh, so then you cannot be tevel on either side of the mikveh. Yes, I mean, the Rai is, the earth has many pores. Many pores, constantly pores. You see that water travels in the earth. How does it travel? Yeah, isn't the earth they have said? True, the earth is like a wall, but it has small nikovit. So of course, in total, all the small nikovit, the perforations, there is a series of perforations in the earth. At the bottom of the earth. So the halacha is that if you dig a mikveh, you build a reservoir of water, of rainwater, and if the reservoir has less than mem-sol, so then you cannot be tevel it. But the question is, after all, in this reservoir there is less than mem-sol, but in its distance, there are many cavities with water in the earth. So, mainly in total, you would have them. So you should be able to be tevel even in a mikveh that has less than them, so because of the of mikveh shvaras anek. Because you should be mit al bitzirov, so all the pore perforations in the depth of the earth, so should be mitzurev to one ekev, so the mitzurev